Hey. Over here. Yes, you. Don't just stand there looking lost. You have to sit with us today. Stop looking so nervous. It's not like I want you here, but this stupid project is due tomorrow and we literally haven't started.
Spring, why is he...
Make room, everyone. My boyfriend has to fit at this table and I need all these books within reach.
You're what now?
What do you mean, what? I'm trying to tell you about... Why are you both looking at me like that?
Spring, you just called him your boyfriend.
What? No. I did not just... That's not what I... I would never... Stop laughing, all of you. It's just... This isn't... He's just my project partner. That's all. It was just a stupid slip of the tongue.
Aw, Spring has a crush.
Madison, I swear if you don't stop making that face, and Sarah, don't you dare tell anyone else about this. Can we please just focus on the project? This is so humiliating. So, for the history presentation, we need to cover
Your face is red with the sweater.
My face is not red. It's just hot in here. And you two are not helping.
You know what, Spring? You have been talking about him a lot lately.
What? Name one time of... Okay, fine. Maybe I mentioned a project a few times, but that's just because...
More like every single day this week.
That's just because he's been driving me crazy. Not in a good way. I mean, not in any way. Just with the project. Stop twisting my words. You know what? Both of you can just... We're going to the library instead. Come on, Please, just grab your stuff.
Have fun with your boyfriend, Spring.
And for the record, this doesn't mean anything. I just need quiet to work. That's all. The library is... I mean, it's this way. Not that you don't know where it is. I'm not saying you're stupid or anything. Not that I used to think you were stupid. I mean, I never thought... Why can't I stop talking? Okay, let's just focus on history. History is safe. History happened a long time ago. Unlike what just happened, which I'm still trying to forget happened. So, the Civil War started in, You have really nice handwriting. I mean, for a boy. Not that boys can have nice handwriting. I just meant... Do you want to know something really embarrassing? I actually kind of liked saying it. Calling you my... You know. I've... had this stupid crush on you ever since, like, forever. Since that day in chemistry when you helped me with my lab, even though I've been awful to you all semester. And then you just kept being nice, even when I was mean. Which just made it worse because then I couldn't stop noticing things about you. Like how you always hold the door for everyone, even when you're running late. Or how you help the freshmen find their classes, or that little... How a smile you do when you get a good grade, but you don't want to show off. I even kind of deliberately messed up some of my homework just so you would have to explain it to me in study hall. That's so pathetic, isn't it? And you probably think I'm this horrible mean girl, which, okay, maybe I am sometimes, but around you I just get so nervous and flustered and then I act all stuck up to cover it up and... Remember last week when I accidentally borrowed your pencil? I still have it. I know that's weird. I just liked having something of yours. And maybe this whole project partner thing wasn't entirely random. I may have asked Mrs. Peterson to pair us up, which sounds really stalker-ish when I say it out loud. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is maybe it wasn't really a slip of the tongue. Maybe I've just been wanting to call you that for a while now. And maybe if you want it, I could take you for coffee sometime. Not for the project, just because. Unless that's weird.
That's totally weird, isn't it? We could just forget this whole thing and focus on the Civil War and pretend like I didn't just completely humiliate myself and... Wait. Are you smiling? I know I just said all that, but you could at least say something back. Wait. What did you just... Say that again? Since freshman year? But that's even longer than... Why didn't you say anything? Sorry. But seriously, how could you like me back then? I was horrible to everyone. Especially you. You thought my mean girl act was cute? There is something seriously wrong with you. You want to know when I first knew? Like, actually knew it wasn't just some stupid crush? It was the first day of sophomore year. Right before first period. And promise you won't laugh. I still get butterflies thinking about it. It was on the absolutely worst morning. My alarm didn't go off, my hair was a disaster, and I was wearing this horrible sweater because everything else was in the wash. I was basically running down the hallway trying not to be late, and all my books just exploded everywhere. And there I was, kneeling on the ground, trying to gather everything up, fighting back tears because I just knew everyone was staring and laughing, and then suddenly, you were there. Just quietly helping me pick everything up. You didn't say anything, which, okay, now that I know that's just how you are, but you just helped. And when you handed me my English notebook, you gave me this tiny smile. Not pitying or mocking, just kind. I remember my heart doing this weird flippy thing, and I just got so flustered because I couldn't even say thank you properly. I just grabbed my stuff and practically ran away, but for the rest of the day, I kept thinking about that smile. I started taking that hallway every morning after that, you know? Even though it was completely out of my way, just on the off chance I'd run into you again. I'd pretend to be super absorbed in my phone or talking to my friends, but I was watching for you in the corner of my eye. And every time I saw you, I noticed something new, like how you always have a book tucked under your arm, not just textbooks, but actual novels, or how you tap your fingers against your leg when you're thinking about something, or the way you run your hand through your hair when you're nervous. Yeah, exactly like you're doing right now. The worst part is the more I noticed about you, the more nervous I got around you. It was like every little thing just made the butterflies worse. And trust me, I tried so hard to make them stop. I dated other people, I avoided you, I even tried convincing myself I didn't like you. But then you do something stupidly nice, like sharing your umbrella with that freshman in the rain, or helping Mrs. Wilson carry her boxes to her car, and I'd be right back where I started with these ridiculous butterflies that felt more like angry birds fighting in my stomach. You want another worst moment? Or best moment, maybe? It was during winter formal last year. You were standing by the punch bowl in that slightly too big suit, talking to someone about some book series, and suddenly I realized I wanted to be the person you talked to about books. I wanted to be the reason that you did that nervous hair ruffle thing. I wanted to be someone who deserved that kind of smile you gave me that first day. And that terrified me more than anything. Well, maybe now you can give me book recommendations over coffee after school. The pencil's still mine, though, even if you did just make me admit all that. So, Civil War? 1861 to 1865, which you already knew because you're annoyingly good at history, too. Fine, yes, I noticed that as well. I noticed a lot of things about you, okay? Can we please focus on the project now before I admit to anything else embarrassing?
Stop looking at me like that, or I swear I'll go back to pretending I hate you. Even though we both know I never really did. Could we maybe go to the courtyard? To that tree behind the school? Yeah, the place where people go to kiss. Yeah, let's finish the project there. No, no other reason, dumbass. So, now that we're here, tell me more about Civil War, right? Everything you know about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me all about it. What am I doing? What does it look like I'm doing and helping you concentrate? You're hard. We'll talk about history, huh? Does it turn you on? What? Me? I ain't doing anything to make you hard. The fuck you mean? Keep talking, nerd. I'm just helping. Mm-hmm. And what else? No moaning loud. I just keep talking. It's so interesting. Okay, shut the fuck up. Don't tell me you're gonna come already. You can come. Come in my mouth. Okay. Let's go finish the project now.